Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of us would like to believe that our fellow human beings are open and fair in their dealings with others, even with those whose beliefs and practices are widely different from ours. Unfortunately, that has not been the history either of politics or of religion. In almost every age of the Church's existence, there have been people who did not want Christianity preached nor practiced. Adolf Hitler despised Christians and did all within his power to destroy German people who believed in Christ. One of the greatest tragedies in the past 2,000 years is the fact that some who call themselves Christians persecuted and even murdered those who did not agree with them. Millions and millions of devout people have been killed for their convictions. Paul's preaching at Corinth angered the Jews. They opposed him and blasphemed, Acts 18:6. Luke explains what happened. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him before the judgment seat, Acts 18:12. Did they have to take Paul to court just because they did not agree with his sermons? How much have we as a nation progressed beyond the prejudice of the Jews in the first century? Gallio, the deputy of Achaia, was the adopted son of one of Rome's prominent leaders, the elder Seneca, and the adopted brother of the younger Seneca, the famous Stoic philosopher. Gallio, according to historians, was a man of great wit and charm. Only Luke mentions that Gallio was a deputy or proconsul. Archaeologists have found a limestone inscription that names him as the proconsul of Achaia, the province in which Corinth was located. The information about Gallio helps us in dating Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We know Gallio held his office around 50 to 52 A.D. Most scholars believe 1 Corinthians was written sometime between 53 and 55 A.D. The Jews hoped to get Gallio to take their side against Paul. The King James Version says the Jews made insurrection against Paul. The New American Standard Bible says the Jews, with one accord, rose up against Paul. The New Revised Standard Version renders the Greek, "The Jews made a united attack against Paul." They brought him to the judgment seat, hoping they could use the law to silence the great apostle. The charge the Jews brought against Paul may have been welcomed by some judges, but not by Gallio. They said to the deputy, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." Acts 18:13. The Jews did not accuse Paul of treason, of breaking Roman laws, or of gross immorality. They accused him of persuading men to worship God contrary to the law of Moses. If they had wanted Gallio to side with them against Paul, they should have found a basis in Roman law to convict him. They could not do that, so they tried to use their own law against Paul. The United States has tried in many cases to outlaw some New Testament practices. Many prominent governmental leaders, including members of the Supreme Court, have worked diligently to remove all references to God and to Christ from all public places. They have succeeded in establishing what Dr. Richard John Newhouse has called the naked public square. Do you believe we are better off as a nation because of these radical interpretations of the American Constitution? Are the Supreme Court justices afraid some of our people, including our high school young people, might actually read the Ten Commandments and stop shooting each other? Is it possible they would refrain from engaging in sexual immorality if they actually read the Bible? My friends, we hope you will think about these matters and pray about them. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.